This is Public Radio 9T, and I'm Kurt Hosworth in the studio with a special guest today about our fellow radio station on the campus of Northern Michigan University, the student-run Radio X. They're presenting a new student music contest called The Underground, and it's a contest for students that are musicians on the campus of Northern Michigan University to kind of have an opportunity to spotlight some of their work, original music, and maybe cover songs, mm-hmm. things like that. But we're welcoming Nika Hatfield to the studio today. So welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this is a brand new contest mm-hmm. from Radio X, right?
Yeah. We had a very generous sponsor who was very passionate about getting students kind of out and wanting them to promote their music and share what they're doing. So he put forth the prize money, and we've kind of taken it from there.
Wonderful. So with the gift of the donation, was the idea of this contest wrapped around that, or was this something that developed with the staff at Radio X?
Kind of both. He wanted it to be music-related, wanted to do a contest. The specifics of how we're running it and how we chose to do the rules and everything is something the staff has all been working on.
Sure, sure. Now, this is something that all students on the campus of Northern Michigan University mm-hmm. can get involved in, right?
Yeah, anyone, any type of genre, like Kurt was saying, if you play grand piano, that's awesome. If you're in a band, if you do solo work, one of our staff members requests a didgeridoo entry, so if anyone can do that as well.
Wonder how many of those are in the dorms right now.
Right? You never know.
Or student housing.
But yeah, we really wanted to make it accessible to everyone. And so the first entry is a video, and that could be taken on your iPhone or something like that, too, if you don't have fancy recording equipment and whatnot.
Sure. And at the time that we're recording this, we are in the midst of the first phase of mm-hmm. the process. So looking for the submissions right now?
Yes, we are. Yep. And open until February 29th at midnight. All of the details and the submission guideline and form is all on our website, which is nmu.edu-wpx. It's also on our Facebook page, too.
Sure. So now kind of walking through the rest of the process, mm-hmm. because, you know, getting these entries in involves some judging and critiquing and making yeah. sure you get prepared for the final event, too. So who's going to be judging these entries?
So the first round, first 2 weeks of March, will be open student judging. So tell your friends if you submitted or if one of your friends put a video in, please go in. You get to vote on your favorite videos, and the top three popular vote automatically go to the final round.
Okay.
So we're really looking at there what the students want to see and what they mm-hmm. want to hear. And in addition to that, the Radio X staff, so everyone who's working at the station, we're going to pick two extra artists that we feel deserve to be in that showcase. And then on April 9th at the ORDOC, we are doing the final showcase, the final round of judging, and we'll have a panel of four judges to choose the top three winners.
Wonderful. So there's students getting their voice on the offerings out there, and then we have the staff of Radio X also picking some, and then mm-hmm. the final judgment happening
yes.
at the show April 9th at 9 p.m. at the ORDOC Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. That's really awesome that students get that spotlight.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to see what comes out, because I don't know how many guitars there are in these dorm rooms or whatever other talents people have, rappers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're excited, and Radio X is known for being quite eclectic, so
yeah.
we kind of hope that this can showcase that as well.
Yeah, so Radio X is presenting The Underground. That's the name of the student music contest, the first edition of this. If you're a Northern student, submit a chance to win, make a video, and send it by February the 29th at midnight. Now, I understand that students can enter in original pieces or maybe cover songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Covers, absolutely. You do get extra points if it is original piece.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking for a bit more of that creativity side. But if you also make a really awesome cover, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll get less points. We're just celebrating that fact as well.
Right, right. Originality definitely goes a long way.
It does.
Now, for this competition, there's also mm-hmm. some prizes for the students, right?
Yeah, cash prizes. First place gets $800 cash, second $600, and third place $400. And I can tell you as a musician, you don't see these numbers very frequently
when
you're playing.
That is for sure. Yeah, most definitely. So if you are a musician and a student at NMU, this is an opportunity to not only get your voice heard, get your music heard, but also get paid for your art as well. So mm-hmm. Again, more information and submission information is at nmu.edu/WUPX. Again, it's for NMU students only, and all genres are included, along with cash prizes. And we're speaking with Nika Hatfield from Radio X WUPX on NMU's campus. Anything else that you want to add for our listeners?
I am just very excited to see what you come up with. And feel free to contact us if you have any questions.
Awesome. And again, the final showcase happening at the Ordock Brewing Company, April 9th at 9 p.m. Come on down and see what the NMU students have for their music offerings out there. Thanks so much, Nika.
Thank you, Kurt.